Good evening, everyone. Thank you, Jacob, for that ultimate compliment of patience. Chazal do tell us, but even if they hadn't told us that, I would still want to be poseach tonight with my appreciation for tonight's host, Agudas Yisrael of Maryland, and in particular, Rabbi Ariel Sadwin. I have to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends communities the resources that they earn and deserve, and the personalities and the leaders that they earn and deserve, and it's a tremendous credit to the Keilah of Baltimore that Hashem sent us a person like Rabbi Sadlin, who we all count on in so many ways, who answers the call, literally and figuratively, in every possible format for our community. And Baruch Hashem, this beautiful event is a testament to so much that you do every single day. Chazal tell us in the Gemara and Shabbos something about Tisha B'Av that's very relevant to this gathering today, which is L'charve Yerushalayim Ela B'Shvil Shepasku Mimena Anshei Amanam. Chazal say, of the many reasons for which Yerushalayim was destroyed, or to say more specifically, Yerushalayim couldn't have been destroyed until something developed within the Jewish people. And what developed within Klal Yisrael was Pasku Anshei Amana. There were no more people you could count on, people you could trust, people you could rely on to present themselves in an honest, straightforward way. And the Gemara has the question, and the Gemara concludes that in fact there were people who were Anshei Amana in certain areas of life, in Divrei Torah, when it came to learning Torah and being honest about what people knew and didn't know and had learned and not learned, you could still count on Klal Yisrael to come through. But b'maso matam, when it came to business, when it came to interactions, monetary interactions, human interactions, Chazal say, at a certain point, pasku anshei amana, there's nobody you could rely on to present themselves properly, straightforwardly, honestly, and once that happened, and only once that happened, it opened the door to what we're in the middle of now, to open the door to the days of Churban and destruction of Yerushalayim. We find a fascinating halacha in the halacha of Onah and the Poskim that I think sheds a very important light on this gathering in general, and what Chazal mean by the Anshei Amana, by the people you can count on. There's an aveir in the Torah called Onah. I didn't see it on the schedule today, maybe it was. Onah is, broadly speaking, the aveira of overcharging somebody. Back in the day, you live in a town in Eretz Yisrael, there's a certain price, wheat costs so much per bushel. The Torah says if you charge somebody more than the going rate is supposed to be, that's an aveira minat Torah called losono, of pressing somebody with their money. Nowadays, the practicalities of this are very complicated because of the way the market works, prices fluctuate. But fundamentally, that's what the Torah says. The halacha says there is a way that you can charge somebody too much money and not be over the aveira of onah. And it's very simple. You take out your invoices and you say, listen, I bought this product for $100. I'm telling you the going rate, the market rate for this product is $125. And I'm telling you that I will only sell it to you for $200. In other words, I'm not taking advantage of you. I'm not taking advantage of your naivete. I'm telling you what it costs. I'm telling you what I'm charging you. The halacha says this is not transgressed the aveir of onah. And then the poskim says a fascinating thing. It says this is a definition of nosei v'nosein be'emuna. The phrase that I'm sure you've heard many times today. When you come to the Ribono Shel Olam and he asks you, nosasa v'nosata be'emuna, did you do your business dealings be'emuna? What does that mean? Faithfully, honestly. Chazal say, this is what it means. Did you do your business dealings in a way that everybody who dealt with you, related to you, could rely on what you were saying? Could be sure that you weren't taking advantage of them, that you weren't hiding the true cost, that you weren't trying to pull one over on them, that you were trying to get the better of them in this deal because you were the expert and they were the novice client. The halachic definition of nasasa v'nasata b'emuna is everything is there to be seen, to be understood, to be trusted, and no one has to wonder what's hiding behind the curtain. That, I think, is what Chazal mean by the Anshei Amanu. Those people whose presence was so powerful that as long as we had them, the Beis HaMikdash couldn't be destroyed, they're the ones who you can count on. They're the ones who you can rely on to care for you, to represent not only their interests, but worry about your interests. To go into a business deal, not just trying to make the best out of the situation for their sake, but knowing that they can present to you what is honest and fair and true, even as they're charging you way too much money for the product they're offering, but you know what you're getting. These are the Anshei Amana, the people you can count on, you can rely on, you can trust them to be what they say they're going to be. Easy for me to say, but it's the charge. It's the charge of Chazal, and I dare say, if you consider what the Gemara says in Shabbos, it's these Anshei Amana who are at the vanguard of Geula. For people to be honest in Talmud Torah and straightforward in Talmud Torah, we always had that. We had that, and the Beis HaMikdash was still destroyed. What allowed the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed, and what it says in the Svarim, what allows it to be rebuilt again, is when the Anshei Amana, when that quality of reliability, trustworthiness, transparency, when that returns to the fields of business, of interaction, when money is at stake, I can still count on you to be honest and have my interest in mind as yours are. These are the Anshei Amana of whom it says, they bring the Geula, they bring the Beis HaMikdash back. Chazal say that everybody who engages in Parnassa, with the exception, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, with the exception of professional gamblers who add nothing of quality to the world, everybody who is engaged in Parnassa in some way is engaged in Yeshiva Olam. You're making the world better. Whether you provide a good or a service or you provide advice, you're doing something for somebody somewhere who's counting on you to do it well and to do it with quality and to do it L'Shem Shamayim. L'Shem Shamayim means to be one of the Anshei Amana, one of the people who you can count on to be there for you, to provide for you what you need, to care about you, to represent your interests as well as theirs. These are the Anshei Amana, the heroes of Klal Yisrael. They're the ones who bring us the Geula. This conference is really, as Jacob correctly said, I'm not an old person, but with what I understand of history and of Klal Yisrael and of Klal Yisrael in this country, this gathering is an astonishing testament to Klal Yisrael's aspirations, to how those who came before us have trained us and raised us to be here with action, to want to know, to want to learn, to want to know what's right and to want to know how to do it right. Hashem should get, Hashem does get tremendous, incredible nachas from this gathering, from the Anshei Amana in the business world, as much, I hope, as the Anshei Amana in the Beis Medrash and the Talmud Torah. We're counting on you. Everyone around you is counting on you. Klal Yisrael counts on you. With your faithfulness, with your truth, with your desire and drive to do it right. Hashem should see that and bring us together back to Yerushalayim. Yisroch, everyone.